Okay, so the Chafetz Chaim now continues and tells us, don't let the following become amazing to you. How are we going to be able to fulfill the will of Shamayim? Once even listening to negative statements about our friends is going to be us, or how are we supposed to live? How could that help us in the context of our ability to engage in business, for instance, or to engage in shidduchim? So the answer to the question, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that if you really want to go ahead and be careful with shmia, not to violate the laws of listening to lashon hara. So if one person comes to you and wants to tell you a story, and you know he wants to tell you something negative, ask him. First say to him, listen, is there something you're about to say? Is it going to affect me in the future? Or am I going to be able to go ahead and give some reproof and try to do something positive? So if he says, yeah, it's effective, it's going to affect you in the future, or you're going to be able to improve something for somebody else, so then, muta l'shmoa, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're allowed to listen. Now, even when you're listening, don't believe it now. Just be concerned. Yesh l'chush, you should just, you know, bear it in the back of your mind that this is a possibility until it becomes known as true. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you understand from the person's answer and response to that question, is there any purpose, that there is no purpose, or that it's just a person blowing off steam, in such a situation, you're not even allowed to listen. And the Chafetz Chaim adds in a footnote over here that, you know, sometimes you can tell just from the way that a person steps up to the plate, you know already what he's going to do. He's saying, look, I really just don't want to hear it right now. It's something that's 100% acceptable for us to engage in. Use our heads and use our listening and critical listening skills to know what is the other person trying to request from us when it comes to share some juicy gossip about a third person. And sometimes there's a mitzvah to listen, says the Chafetz Chaim. Why? Somebody is going ahead and realizing that, look, if I can listen to the person and let him blow off his steam, I can get him to change his mind. This happens often in the process of therapy. Sometimes people ask, how come a therapist is allowed to listen to all these things? The answer is because sometimes therapists have to be able to develop a perspective, help a person develop a perspective. Sometimes a person has a mitzvah to go ahead and listen to lashon hara. A person comes along to go ahead and attack one of his friends. And I know that if I listen, the person's going to calm himself down, and he's going to calm himself down, there'll be shalom. So it's a mitzvah to go ahead and listen. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, ach b'chol ha'heterim she'amarnu b'inyan shmia, when we talk about all the different heterim that we have to listen to lashon hara, yizaher b'nafsho ma'ot shalo ya'amin be'eis ha'shmia b'hechlit. You have to go ahead and not accept it 100%. You just have to be concerned that that's the way it is. So that we don't get messed up by the acceptance of the lashon hara. Sometimes there's a need for us to be there for our friends, but being there for your friend doesn't mean that you have to accept everything that's said carte blanche. If we can put that together in our lives, we've got great things to be able to be achieved for all of us involved. Have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.